You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, February 18th show, bringing in expert advice and inside knowledge on today's events in our local economy and how they can affect your money. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast. You can call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And last guest in studio, first time guest, Dennis Yamasaki with Affirmative Financial Services, recession-proofing your retirement. Dennis, thank you so much for joining me, first time in studio.
Thank you for inviting me.
And a little bit about Dennis. Dennis graduated from the University of Washington Business School, focused on information systems and finance. He is licensed for life disability health, long-term care, Medicare, and has a Series 65 security license as an investment advisor. Dennis is a well-respected financial strategist. He takes pride in continually searching for out-of-the-box solutions that will better serve his clients' needs. His strategies in wealth building have historically prevented and minimized the tremendous losses during the Great Recession of 2008 and the dot-com recession from 2000 through 2002. The power of not losing money is often more powerful than only focusing on investment gains. Dennis started his career as a financial strategist in 2008, where he learned many great strategies to recession-proof people's retirement nest. So it's only appropriate that we talk about recession-proof. Again, really excited about this in, you know, hearing, especially since we've had the first two guests that we have about what you have to pay. You've got to pay your property taxes. You have to pay your income taxes. So it'll be great to have a conversation around how to make money. And not only that, as you say, more importantly, how to protect your money.
Exactly.
So what inspired you to enter the financial services business, Dennis?
Well, I was in the mortgage business, similar to what you're doing now, but as a recession approached in 2008, my mortgage business kind of collapsed, and It was time to look around and search within myself to find something.
How did I get stuck staying in mortgage? No, just
because
kidding.
Because you love it, right?
Exactly.
And so while I was searching around, I found that, you know, I'm really interested in investing, and I'm really good with numbers. Mm-hmm. I'm great with technical issues, and I'm really not willing to be restricted to a limited number of services to provide to my clients. So when I discovered the investment strategies that I'm using now, then it was just so exciting for me to start my own business and get going with that.
Awesome. So what about the investment, your investment experience, and how and what have you learned from that experience?
Right. So when I was working at Boeing, I was there for 8 years. I maxed out my contributions to my Boeing VIP.
Mm-hmm.
And through 8 years of being there, I accumulated about $100,000. And I moved that out when I left Boeing. But I was able to grow that to over $500,000 in my next 8 years in my profession. So when I did that, I was investing in tech stocks because I was in the tech industry, and I was making lots of money, feeling good about myself. But then, you know, feeling great and having over $500,000, I thought I would retire by 55. And unfortunately, things didn't happen as I planned. And during the dot-com recession, I ended up losing 3/5 of my money. Because I was an aggressive investor.
Like everybody else.
I wasn't paying attention to my investments as much as I probably should have. And so when I was taking a look around, and I found these strategies, I learned that not losing money is perhaps even more powerful than making lots of money.
Yes.
Because, you know, that 3/5 was a very powerful thing in my retirement fund. So I went around and looked at different strategies with different companies that I was working with, and found that when you have an offensive and defensive strategy, you can bring more prosperity and security and financial abundance to your retirement.
Mm-hmm. So not only your personal experience, because I believe we learn a lot by what we've personally experienced, and being able to bring that into your clients is awesome. Your unique strength that you bring to financial service business, what is that, Dennis?
Well, I think I'm a very out-of-the-box type thinker.
Mm-hmm.
I can bring my clients leading-edge solutions that will bring more financial security and well-being to their lives. And I don't settle for selling products and services that everyone else is selling. So
I think
that's a great strength.
Out of the box is, out of the box is good, and understanding what all your options are. So what excites you most about your business and your industry?
I think that what's going to be great is I can watch my clients live more prosperous lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to have more sense of security and give them hope that they'll have enough money in their retirement. And when they feel more abundant, even during a recession, they will be likely to take wonderful vacations.
Uh-huh.
And that'll be pretty exciting. And when the recession comes, then they'll even have a probably lower airfares and hotel fees. So they might be able to upgrade and have really wonderful vacations.
That sounds beautiful, Dennis. So what about concerns, or what concerns do you have for your clients?
Biggest concerns is that most people haven't saved enough.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have enough to live a prosperous lifestyle without running out of money for their retirement. They haven't really concerned the tremendous amount of expenses for nursing homes and their long-term care needs, medical expenses and inflation, and then having fun, right?
Yeah. So really, and the great thing about a financial plan is there's so many great tools that you can sit down with your financial planner, Dennis being a resource for you, and to really forecast out what things are going to be costing, what type of life and what you want to do, so that you can come up with a plan that you know exactly what you need to be saving to make sure you don't run out of money. Because just as Dennis says, that's one of the biggest concerns that people will have, that they're going to outlive their money, and that would not be a very good thing. And you know, you always have to think, would you stay at the same job and never get a pay increase? I don't think so. So you got to make sure that you're in a position to get a pay increase after your retirement, because things get more expensive.
Absolutely.
So Dennis, how can you recession-proof people's retirement nest eggs and help your clients live a better life in their retirement years? So what are you doing to do that?
Yeah, so I'll give a little bit background. Recessions have eaten up people's retirement funds. In 2008, the broad stock market lost about 50%.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look back at the dot-com recession, that was another 50%. And so we spent about 8 years actually just recovering from both of those recessions.
Yes.
That's a huge amount of time.
Yes.
Right? And so many people are excited about the recent gains that we've had in our stock market. But when you look at it over the period of the last 17 years, you could have actually invested in an annuity at 2.5% and beaten the stock market.
Yep.
And so I was out looking around for different strategies, and I found that when you have strategies that are taking the emotions out of the product and you're getting pretty competitive gains on the upside and providing a defensive strategy to minimize the losses on the downside, that's what I'm providing to most of my clients. And so it's a securities-based product.
Mm-hmm.
It's very diversified with bond strategies and stock strategies. And essentially, we've been able to approximately double people's money historically every 5 to 6 years.
Got it. So Dennis, Warren Buffett talks about investing in low-cost index funds and just hold on.
Right.
What's the difference with your philosophy?
Well, Warren Buffett's strategy is a buy-and-hold strategy, and perhaps it could be a good thing for most people that don't have the experience to invest in the stock market.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of people, what they do is they panic when the market is going way, way down, and they sell.
Yes.
And they're still selling at the bottom. It's not good.
Exactly.
And when the market starts going up, they're too scared to invest.
Yep.
And they miss
so
most of the...
They just lose out all the way around.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so they're buying at the high point. And so... In my strategies, it takes that emotion out. The tactical active management takes the positive gains during the market, and we try to minimize the losses and potentially go to cash on the downside. And so it's very, very powerful. And so when you look at it with an offensive and defensive strategy, then you're more protected for your retirement. And so I compare this to a sporting event, the Seahawks, when they won their championships. They had a tremendous defense, right?
Yes.
Would they have been able to win the Super Bowl without that defense?
No.
I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
So having that awesome defense will help you win your retirement game, too.
Yeah. So, Dennis, are there other ways to recession-proof your retirement money?
Yes, there's a few different ways, and one of the pretty exciting ways that I found was actually cash value life insurance, where you can develop a tax-free retirement income stream for your future.
I love that strategy.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I reference Patrick Kelly's book, Tax-Free Retirement,
yep.
which is a great read.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you overfund a cash value life insurance policy, then you can build up tax-free money in the reserve account. And as you build that up, they have methods in there so that you can have crediting gains.
Uh-huh.
And as you credit money to your account, then you can't lose it because it
yep.
gets locked in. And
okay.
when a recession comes, you're protected.
So now there are annuities have controversy going around them.
yeah.
So what they claim to prevent losses during recessions, what are your thoughts or what can you say to that on annuities?
Actually, they are a very great option for more conservative people.
Mm-hmm.
They might be interested in some growth while having their funds fully guaranteed. And so their crediting methods tend to have capped rates or potentially fixed interest rates. And so they're not as high as if you're, you know, looking to have equity gains.
Mm-hmm.
But they also can provide great strategies for guaranteeing income for the rest of your life.
Uh-huh.
And that's very powerful. Another controversial area would be the variable annuities.
Yes.
Because you're invested actually in mutual funds.
Yes.
And mutual funds can go up and down, and you
mm-hmm.
have the problem with, you know, riding up and down the roller coaster of investments.
Yeah.
But I can actually put inside of a variable annuity tactical managed strategies.
Got
so
that's, it.
That can bring powerful.
Yeah. And you know, in your arena, just like my arena and, you know, anything else, if we're talking about Greg and doing taxes, I mean, there's not anything that fits everybody. There are great products and there are bad products
exactly.
based on the individual. So really lining things out for you personally, you need your advisor to do that and strategize what you're trying to accomplish and how much time you have to accomplish that is really going to help with the strategy that works best for you. And I, you know, that's why I'm so passionate about the show is just really bringing in experts so that my listeners have a place that they can go to find out and plan to have the best future. What is your vision for your clients during their retirement years, Dennis?
Yeah, I see my clients with more money in their nest eggs, which is totally awesome.
Uh-huh.
I think they'll feel more secure about their financial well-being. They can live fuller lives with more abundance, love, and joy.
Mm-hmm.
And when a recession comes and they'll feel more confident, like I say, they can take that spectacular vacation and feel good about.
Love that. That vision is beautiful. Now, part of that vision is probably there's some diversification in there, right, Dennis?
Yes.
So what advice do you have on diversifying?
Diversifying is kind of built into the strategies that I provide.
Mm-hmm.
We're invested in many different types of strategies. Could be foreign equities, domestic equities, could be government bonds or high yield bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, they're all protecting you in the similar way of having the offensive and defensive strategy built
yes.
into it. And potentially
Love
can
it.
Go to cash when they need to. But, you know, a lot of it depends on what each individual feels is a particular need in their
yes.
in their lifestyle.
Yeah.
And so if they've saved a lot, they want more security, then, you know, annuities might be good strategies.
Mm-hmm.
If they feel like they need more growth, then putting money into the life insurance or the variable annuity or just having an IRA with the technical active management in it, that's just totally awesome.
Yeah. So call to action for my listeners. What should they be doing right now?
Evaluate what their past performance has been and
okay.
you know, question what your advisor has done to protect yourself from the downside of the recessions.
So make sure you're taking a look at what your portfolio looks like. Maybe get an advice to have someone help you with that. Make sure that you're doing the right thing with your money so that you can have a better quality life for you and your family is what
exactly.
I always say in the show. Dennis, thank you so much.
Thank you
First
very much.
First time coming in. I look forward to having you back again. And this is your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, signing off for the day. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. I look forward to talking with you all about money, same time, same place, next Saturday, right here on 1150 AM, KKNW.